Okay, welcome everybody to the conference call. I give you my peace. I am driving, so I've asked Atmos if you would be kind enough to read Father's message. Atmos.
Yep. Can everybody hear me okay? Just want to make sure.
Yes.
Yep. Yes.
Yep.
All right, Father said, first off, I would like to welcome Lightstream back to the team. As you can see, many things have changed. Team, I have to address this because my son would not feel comfortable saying anything more about it, so I will. When he gives you an assignment or a task, it is important that you complete it within the time he gives you. Sometimes he is aware of things that he does not share with you, and I need all of you now, from this day forward, to have a sense of urgency, to complete everything, please. That is all I'm going to say about this. My son included all of you in his email to Apostle Orlovsky. I will tell you that, yes, he was a little taken back from it. Never in the history of our church has there ever been talk of my second son. I think Tryland was incredibly pointed and articulate with all that he expressed to the apostle. HS helped him write the email because I also wanted to factor in that two more sets of eyes would be gazing at it, the chief apostle and the district apostle. As they read his email, there will be a burning in their hearts similar to the two disciples that spoke with Jesus on the road to Damascus. The words my son wrote to them will bear eternal power and life for me. It is only natural that it would strike them to the heart and leave an impression. Yes, Satan is going to try to twist and turn things inside and out, but in the long run, he will fail because this is all according to my plan. Please set all of your hearts aright now. Leave all doubts behind you. Yes, Jess is no longer amongst us. The reason my son removed her was because she did not want to serve me as the most important place in her heart. I and all of you as the team were down on her priority list. Why am I bringing this up, you ask? Because I need all of you to focus now on what is truly the most important place in your life and heart. Is it to serve me as a guardian? Is this the first place of your heart, or do you still have your doubts? Is the bride of my son not important to you? Are you not willing to support and defend the apostle's doctrine? Are you even interested in helping the bride come home? These are all tough questions that only you can answer. So many have been chosen to work with my son, and where are they? Where are your priorities, beloved? I see your hearts. I know your fears and your desires, and I also know that you love me. Because of that, I will always promise, and we all know that I keep my promises. I will support and give you everything you will ever need to complete all of these tasks. Do not let anyone or anything influence you any longer. I speak of Satan and his forces, but I also am in addressing the influences your own family may have on you. Do not waver. I have now heightened all of your senses. I have given all of you a new energy outside of the original creation so you have clarity. You are not fools wandering aimlessly through the world bumping into trouble. You have the eyesight of eagles. You see danger, evil before it strikes. We are not provoked, but we, the guardians, will not stand down. You'll have to fight in the future. You will protect and defend her, Jesus' bride, and everything you have. And in the times where you are worn down, tired, and feel broken, I will personally minister unto you strength, confidence, and the ever-pressing desire to continue forward. This is my promise to all of you. Stand strong. We are now only one short of completing the core of the Guardians. One more puzzle piece to fit in. The last one is very special and integral to my plan. No, they are not more important than any one of you. It is the role of this one Guardian will play. It is the role that this one Guardian will play out for me in the end time. All of you will be given specific tasks to carry out for my son, and so will this one. I have been preparing this last Guardian for some time now. They are still like a sword being forged against an anvil. They fight the Creator's hand and push back on me. And unfortunately, I must hit them harder with the hammer as I try to bend their will to mine. I can see now that all of you are glad that you are not this last guardian. Each one of you holds a special place in this team. Each one of you bears handcrafted gifts. I am the one who chose them for you, and never forget that I chose all of you as well. I have always seen something special in all of you because I put it there when I created you. Pretty crazy when you think about it, hmm? Be strong, Guardians of Tri-Land. Well, that has a nice ring to it, Father chuckled. Yes, you are all his. Those in the past and even now are known as apostles of Jesus. I gave all of you to him right now in this moment. You are a gift to his heart and purpose. You will not fail him, and you will not fail me. The apostles and other ministers are now going to find out that all of you exist and what all of you are really involved with. Tell me, Guardians, have you ever done something wrong while you were in this position? Have you hurt a soul, misled one, lied to them for your own benefit? You have not. Then why do some of your hearts feel fear? You must be strong and confident in what I've asked you to do and what my son has asked you to do. No one can accuse you of any wrongdoing, can they? You are no different than Jesus' apostle in the first church. Did they do wrong in man's eyes? Yes, because the men of the time were blind. Did they do wrong in my eyes? No, they did not. Are you starting to understand now why I'm bringing all of this to your attention? You have served me and both of my sons faithfully. Do you not think that I will personally defend you in the future? My will and plan will be fulfilled in spite of what mankind thinks of you or me. In time, I will present all of you to the world, and I will say to all of you, well done, my faithful guardians. Enter into my kingdom with joy. Know as always that I love all of you.
Thank you. Does anybody have any questions about anything Father brought up? Any comments?
Yeah, I guess I have a question for you, Tri-Land. Have you got any inclination as to how long they're going to mull this over before they start calling on you? And when I say them, I mean a lot of the apostles.
I took this message from Father on Tuesday because my week was pretty busy, and the Apostle Orlovsky responded to my email yesterday. So I asked Trisus if he would read that. So if you'd be so kind, Trisus, to read that, please.
Sure. Dear Jim, I appreciate your honesty and writing to me your thoughts and feelings. Your email goes into a lot of areas that I cannot agree with, and some I will not comment on. Let me expound, though, on the following points. And he's got 4 bullet points. You ask me to not trust your word, but to trust our Heavenly Father. I do trust him, and I always trust that he works through the Holy Spirit, who works through the apostle ministry which Jesus gave upon his departure. I have not heard of any of what you've discussed in your email from our chief apostle. I would expect something of this magnitude to come from him and not through someone else. Second bullet point. You ask, who can do what I can do? I believe none of us can do anything unless it first comes from our Heavenly Father. We often spoke about your gifts to see things and help people who are in need. I always ended our conversation with the thought, you have a gift, but God expects you to use it wisely. Third bullet point, you claim that Jesus and you are brothers who both have the Father's personality and traits. We believe that the Lord Jesus is the only begotten Son of God. And I'll preface this by him putting quotes around the word only and not only begotten. This cannot and will not change. I cannot go along with your claim to be the lion who is spoken about in Revelation. More and more our chief apostle has been against spiritualism and the use of miracles and supernatural ideas. Fourth bullet point. I understand your thoughts here that you are to protect the bride of Christ and eradicate evil. I just cannot agree with this and must tell you that these ideas go against our teaching and our understanding of Scripture. He concluded with the paragraph as follows. At this time, I do not feel a meeting is a good idea. With this new information, I need to ask you to not continue to spreading these ideas in our congregations or in the New Apostolic members. This will only confuse the souls and cause grief within them. Then the church will have to refute your claims with each soul. It is better we don't go down this route. Yours, Carl Orlovsky.
Thank you. I purposely did not forward his email to all of you because Satan has been pulling on the general's hearts and mine for the last 24 hours. I didn't want to put you folks through that. I will at this time open up the discussion to whatever you're feeling, whatever question you have, and then after we're done discussing whatever anybody would like to say, I will share with you my heart, and I will share with you what Father said. Does anybody have anything they'd like to discuss about this?
I get the feeling that he thinks that he's closer to Father, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit than anybody else can be. I get that feeling from a lot of the apostles in our faith and a lot of the people that I've met. It's funny to me that they seem to know better than anybody else. I mean, I understand who they are appointed to be, but that's all I'm going to say about that.
Okay.
Well, this is Blazar. It sounds to me that the apostle is following along the natural guideline that he would take. Because of the schisms that have occurred in this church for many years. And so he is speaking of the things that he knows. The Holy Spirit has not revealed to him everything. I think it's a really good thing that he says that the chief apostle is the one that needs to expound on these thoughts. I think it's a really good thing because it has to come, you have to understand the organization and it has to come from the top down. I don't think that he thinks he knows better than anybody. I just believe that he is doing his job as the apostles' ministry to make sure that there isn't anything else trying to confuse the souls. I don't blame him at all for what he says. Actually, this is the response that I knew he would say, because I, for the year, many years that I've known him, and the way that he was brought up, it goes along his nature. It goes along with what the apostles' ministry is supposed to do, is to uphold the apostolate, right? And I'm not shocked. I'm not bothered by it, because this is the will of God that will take place. He will show his truth. He will show through the Holy Spirit. And if those that do not follow the will of God or the Holy Spirit, just as the English apostles thought that there were only 12, the Holy Spirit will move on to who they need to move to in order for this work to take place, for the work of salvation to take place. This is normal. I have no, you know, I'm not taken aback. I'm not surprised. This to me is normal.
Thank you. Does anybody else have a comment, concern, question?
A whole lot of dead air.
Yes.
I'll share just briefly. I was taken aback that it was that short, to be honest, and that he didn't want to meet with you. We discussed briefly that last night, and I'm a little surprised that he didn't want to talk more. Having listened to what Blazer said, I understand that point of view. He is the apostle. He's trying to protect the church. I don't think this is the end of it, to be quite honest. I think that he is going to forward this, and there's going to be many discussions about this. I think he just put a hold on his response to basically more research to be done. That's my feeling. But I think this is the first exposure to him, and like we discussed, Tryon, last night, he's known about you or about this, about our team, for years.
Yes, he has.
But it's the first time it's been written down where he had to chew on it, where he was confronted with this idea more than just at the end of a church service where he could turn, make a joke, and leave. So,
correct.
I think we need to pray for
absolutely
him more than we did before. I mean, think of the burden that he has now been given to knock on the district apostle's heart and the chief apostle's heart and still wrestle with it personally. So I liken it when you, Tryland, came to me and you announced who you were to me, and I looked at you, remember?
Yep, I do.
To see if your eyes were changing, and we all...
I said I was not possessed.
No. So, and I've known you my entire life, so I think we need to really take what it is the first, and I don't want to use the word salvo, but the first response, and we move forward. And we don't alter our direction.
Thank you. Anybody else? Feel free to say whatever's on your heart. You're still going to get paid.
Okay. My question is, what is the plan preceding this? Or I mean, in following, you know, with what's going on, is it something that, I don't know. I guess I'm just a little confused by it. And I agree that he's going to seek counsel, and rightfully so, he should. If somebody else were to, you know, he has to weigh these things and seek counsel to know how to react to it. So, again, I think that, yeah, he's going to probably contact you at some point again. This is kind of like pushing that marble at the top of the hill till it gets to the bottom and gathers, you know, everything that it needs to.
Oh.
I think that my biggest question and concern is, you know, what do we do where we are still following what the apostle is asking, but, you know, continuing to do the work that's been established? Because I don't want to go against anything that our apostle has asked.
I agree.
So when I think about this, okay, so you've received that. In the first, well, the apostles didn't stop going after and doing what our Father wanted them to do. When those original 12 apostles in the Catholic Apostolic Church said, nope, that's all there is, yet it was prophesied before, or it was prophesied again that there would be more, they didn't stop. So I guess when we think about it, this is just the beginning. It's like, you know, you make an offer, you get a counter offer, and then you counter again, you counter again. And that's just a thought.
You're correct. I will answer your question like Star in a minute. Does anybody else have any other questions or comments?
You want me to take care of them?
No. No, I met with Jesus and I met with HS yesterday, and I'll be honest with you. I was hurt by it. I thought that he and I had a bigger friendship than apparently we do. I was disappointed that he didn't even want to sit down and actually just talk, and because that's what friends do. So when I met with Father, he looked at me and said, "Did you honestly expect there to be something different?" And I said, well, he also said, "Did you expect it to be received well?" And I said, "No, but what I did expect was to receive a little bit more respect because of what we've been doing all these years." And he smiled, and he said, "This is just the beginning." He said, "Why do you think I have your announcement happening a year from now? Because it is going to take that long for these brothers' hearts to be moved. And I will say this, you will be announced in June of 2017, because that is the time that I have allotted, and no man is going to interfere with my will." He said, "The best thing that you can do as far as responses to this email, you say absolutely nothing. I told you that Satan was going to have his fingers in this, and he has, and he has done a fine job. So let me ask you this, boy. What has changed?" And I said, "Nothing." He said, "That is correct." He said, "You and your team will continue forward with what I've asked of you." He said, "I will move their hearts in time." And I looked at him and I said, "I guess what frustrates me, Father, is that I have been doing this for 15 years. He has known about who I am for a year and a half and never once approached me on it." I said, "And for over 6 years, the team has been active doing what we're doing. And never once has anybody said anything." I said, "What frustrates me is now we're viewed in this negative light, that we're going against what the apostle wants." I said, "As far as I'm concerned, he seems to think that I'm going around and my team is going around professing to everybody that we come in contact with that I am your second son, that they should follow me." I said, "That is not the case." And he said, "That is correct." He said, "You are doing my will." He said, "So it boils down to this, boy. Are you going to listen to men or are you going to listen to me?" I said, "I'm going to listen to you." I said, "Because you are the one who tells us what to do." He said, "That is correct." And he smiled because I looked at him in a moment and he said, "No, the team is not going to leave you. They will continue forward and I will keep them all protected and safe." And I said, "The problem is," I said, "is there going to be some blowback with all of this?" And he said, "No." He said, "I need you to just stay the course." He said, I said to him, "Give me a moment, please." I said, "I've been doing your will for 15 years and all I get is crap." I said, "I'm getting tired of it." And I looked at Jesus. I said, "You had to put up with these guys for 3.5 years. I said, "My team and I, we've been putting up with it for a very long time." I said, "I myself, more than anyone." And Jesus smiled and said, "Well, you are stronger than me." I said, "Shut up." I said, "The fact of the matter is, I'm tired of man thinking they know better than you." I said, "It hurts, Father." I said, "I knew up front that I was not going to be accepted. And I know that you're doing this to test these men's faith in you." I said, "Could you also do me a favor, Father? Can you show me in Scripture where you explain to everybody of that time everything that you were doing?" And he smiled and went, "I cannot." I said, "How about this? Can you show me in Scripture or even tell me that you told the chief apostle Peter everything that was going to take place when he was working for you?" And he smiled and said, "I cannot do that either." I said, "Then why the heck in this time do these men seem to think that you owe all of them an explanation?" And he never gave me an answer. I said, "We will continue forward. We will do your will." I said, "I will do what you ask of me and my team will continue." I said, "We will protect the bride of Christ. We will defend the apostles' doctrine." I said, "Because I have never once, Father, spoken ill of any apostle. I have never told anybody that I am who I am and you need to follow me. I said, that's why you have the chief apostle. I said, and I certainly am going to help bring the bride home because I gave my word that I would do that. I said, and my team will stand by my side and they'll work with me. And he said, I am aware of that. He said, it will be a little bit time before we get that last guardian in place. He said, work with who you have. Train the last ones that you have. I'm here for you. He said, your team is going to feel many emotions. Satan is going to come after all of you. He's going to start putting doubts in your head. All of them need to stand strong and firm. He said, I'm testing them too. And basically what this is, team, is Father's now shaking the apostolate to see if they really do believe that the Holy Spirit is active and that he's going to show them something different than what they've expected. I have never once told you to come follow me because I'm leading you to the kingdom of heaven, have I? I have never done that. I need the apostles as much as the next person. I need my sins forgiven from them. I need their teaching. We would all wither and die spiritually if we didn't have the apostles. I will try my best to accept what the Apostle Olofsky said, but I did say to Father, I said, as I read that email from him, I know that it wasn't just him. And he said, oh, no. He said, Carl is a very stubborn man. He said, and he was being influenced too. That's why your heart hurt. I said, well, I was aware of that. Thank you for confirming that. He said, but his job is to raise the bride of Christ. He said, so he has to always be ever on the watch for anything foreign. I said, I'm not holding that against him. I said, on some level, I kind of expected this. I said, but again, I'm disappointed mostly for the simple fact that he's known for a year and a half who I am and never once did it come up in a conversation. I said, and now that I've completely bore myself to him and revealed everything that is me, I said, nothing's changed for me. I've always been this person, and I will still do your will. And he said, then we will be fine. Does that answer everybody's question? Does anybody have any other comment or concern?
To Lightstream's point earlier, Trilands, we're essentially, like she said, we're essentially going against what the apostle said. And I don't have a problem with that because we're doing what Father said. I've always had a problem with the way people kind of revere the apostles in the church anyways, because I understand that they're appointed ministers of God, but they're also men. No different than I, other than the fact that they've been deemed by Christ to hold this position. They're just as susceptible to things as we are. So,
correct.
How do we go about? I mean, I don't know how this is going to come up. If it's going to come up to individuals in the congregations or whatnot, I don't know that he's going to let that out. But how do we personally, I guess, kind of deal with that? I mean, I don't have a problem with going against the apostles when I know Father has got other things.
I don't think we're...
What's that?
I don't think we're going against what the apostle said. I can't see how we are. We're doing good works. We're helping our fellow brothers and sisters. We're helping our neighbors. I don't think we're doing anything that is going against what the apostles are saying at all. If anything, we're supporting and we're doing good works, and I think by our good works that's how we're going to be known. And
correct.
I think that we should just continue to do what we are doing, and that's what helps us to stand out. Deeds without works are vain. Like there's nothing.
Amen.
I think the best way that we can make a testimony is by not saying anything and by doing. You know, words are cheap. So I, in my heart of hearts, I don't feel that we are going against anything that the apostles have said. And
correct, because he was under the impression that I'm having you people profess that I'm the son.
Yeah, I was just going to say, he said in his email to basically
stop
doing what you're doing.
That's not the case at all.
And I'm not doing that at all. I'm not having you people do that.
And as a matter of fact, Triland, when you helped Tom so much, and the apostle did acknowledge that you helped in such a wonderful way, and then at the one of the final steps at the time, one of the layers that came off, you did reach out to him, and you did say to him, we need your help. There's something that only an apostle can do. That's the impression that I'm getting, and that was actually instrumental in him ultimately helping Tom. So I can't really see how we're going against anything. If anything, we're working in tandem. But I do know that that the apostles do have a difficult time understanding that Nupus dolls can be possessed by demons, and because of what the chief theologian has told them, or what he has taught them. And so I wasn't really surprised by his reaction, and I just think that we need to keep on doing what we're doing, and they're going to see who we really are, and that we're not a threat, but we're actually a help, and that we're not here to, you know, to elevate ourselves, but rather to elevate our brothers and sisters. I don't know. I don't think that we're going against the apostles at all, or even our doctrine. That's
I completely,
just the way that I feel, and I was not surprised. But sorry, that's okay. Go ahead.
I completely agree with you, Tranquility. But again, to Lightstar's point, the apostles' email, it sounded like he basically told us and Jim to stand down. I get that. That's what the point is.
No,
I'm not denying what you're saying at all, and I agree with
you.
Sorry,
I think what he was saying in the email was that we should not be professing who Triland is, and I don't think any of us have ever done that. I don't think any one of us guardians have gone up and said, I know the second Son of God, his name is Jim Ryback, and just from the tone of the email, that's more what I got out of it, that I think that's where he's feeling uncomfortable, and yet none of us have ever done that. We've never, and I don't think we ever would. That would not be our place to say that, but it's, at least that's what I took from the email, that it's more that is his concern, that he would have to then tell the members that, no, this is not the second Son of God. But I mean, even Triland has never done that. He's not going around professing that.
I would not.
So
also, hold on one second. Okay, let me just say this. 2.5 years ago, I emailed him, and I told him exactly what our team does. And I got back, thank you for trusting me with this information. We will all work together to help the Bride of Christ return home. That is what he said. So the only thing that has changed in this moment that we're standing in is that I have now confessed to him who I am. I am the second Son of God. That is a threat to him, and that is why he's afraid. We are not going to change anything, but I will offer this to anybody on the team. If you feel that you are going against the wishes of the apostle and you would like to step off my team, then I am more than happy to let you out of your commitment, because I'm not going to have you go against anything that you are not comfortable with. But I will say this before I allow anyone to leave this team. This is my Father's will. It is not my will, and it is certainly the apostle's will to dictate to us what we can and cannot do. I will do what Father asks of me. But if anybody is uncomfortable, you are more than happy to leave, and I will hold no ill will against you at all. You can have through the weekend to let me know. If you want to let me know by Sunday night, I would appreciate that, and then we'll all move forward with what Father would like us to do. It is not his place to tell me what to do. I had a conversation with somebody about this letter, and they said to me it seemed like you were not his peer, that you were actually talking at him, that you were superior in some way. And I said, I am the second Son of God. I am no better than anybody else, but I will tell you that I have reprimanded him and other district leaders by the way they have treated me and other people simply because they were wrong in what they thought. I am Father's righteousness, okay? I'm not going to apologize. I was very careful. I even had second thoughts all day yesterday about what I wrote him. And Father looked at me and said, do you not understand that I allowed the Holy Spirit to tell him exactly what I needed you to tell him? Stop second-guessing yourself. Because it took me 2.5 hours to write that email, just so everybody knows. And I went back a couple times, and I changed a few things, and I was going to add something, and HS said, no, leave that alone. Do not say that. Again, we're either going to trust that this is Father's will or it's not. And if it's not his will, then there's no reason for you to stay with me. I have never asked you to do anything that would make you feel uncomfortable. I have never asked you to do one thing for me. I'm not asking you to do anything for me right now. It's Father who said, I need your team to keep doing what I asked them to do. And we've been protecting the Bride of Christ for 6 years now, and he never said one word about it. And he knew that. Now he knows I'm the second son, and I've actually told him I am. That is what is making him afraid. And I don't blame him. Because most of the goofballs in this world say they're Jesus Christ. That means they're going to come and take everybody away. I will tell you this, okay, and then I'm going to be done with what I'm saying. Please, find anybody who I have hurt, lied to, misled, or told them something that's not the doctrine of the New Apostolic Church, and you put them in front of me, and I will personally apologize to them. You will not find one. Now flip the coin. You find everybody that Father has sent me to help, and you line them up in front of me, and you will find over 1,000 people over these years because my Father asked me to do those things. The choice is yours.
Brother, may I speak?
Yep.
So the apostle had his natural reaction. I am not surprised by what he said. I am not surprised at all by the way he didn't give you any kind of respect. Not. But my dear beloved team, our job has never changed. To support the apostles' ministry, to protect the bride, and to heal, right? Has that changed?
Right.
Has it changed at all?
No.
No, it hasn't. So, be guardians. Stand up. Rise. Be those who serve the Lord. When man proposes, God disposes. Okay? This is natural. Okay? It's not surprising. This is a very normal thing, especially when we deal with theological things, a church organization.
Hello?
There's friction, okay? There's always friction. There was friction amongst the 12.
Hello?
You know? There was friction amongst the 12. They didn't agree with if you had to become circumcised. It's the same business, ladies and gentlemen. But those who serve the Lord serve in humbleness and keep on serving. So let's calm down. Triland, I kneel before you and I give you my sword. Okay? I'm with you, brother.
Thank you.
All right? So, let's serve our Heavenly Father in the way that He has given us the gifts, and the apostles have to do their job. You have to understand, this church, within 150 years of existence, has gone through a lot of schisms. Okay? So they're not buffoons. They aren't better than anybody else, okay? They're just doing everything that they can to keep 16 million members together. So, humble yourself.
All right. Everybody, apparently some people are connected, but they're not hearing anything, so if you all want to just call back in, we'll wait for a second, okay? And I'll just stay on the line.
I can hear.
I can hear.
Did you hear? Okay.
Okay. Yeah. If you can't hear, dial back in.
If you can't hear, say something.
If you can't hear, call back. Oh, wait, you can't hear.
Not while I'm driving.
Do we lose tranquility?
Brother, we're good, man.
Her number is 416. Oh, wait, that's her cell number. Hold on. Let me get you her phone number.
Aerostar, do we lose tranquility?
Yes. Yeah.
Well, we lost Aerostar, too. He's not on the line.
I think he's connecting people.
Okay.
Just going to wait for everybody else to call back in. Who's still on? Can anybody talk?
Yeah, we can hear you.
I can hear you.
I'm here. I think I can.
Anybody
I can
on?
Hear that. I'm just talking on and on and no one's saying anything.
Nope.
No, we heard
so we
you.
Lost,
I was listening
we,
to see you, Blazar.
Well said,
basically,
Blazar.
We lost the East Coast. Trailing, did you want me to forward this email to everybody? Or no?
I don't need it.
Okay.
You know, I like that. That's a good point. We don't need it. We have to just keep doing what we've been doing. And those things that were stated that we shouldn't be doing, we have never done. So I absolutely agree. I mean, I'm not saying that something we shouldn't, if you want it, get it. But I agree that it's not going to make any difference.
A number of us actually fell off the call.
Yeah.
For the last 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
So we didn't hear what you guys said, but it was still continued recording. So everybody can call back in and listen to the recording later if they want to.
Do we have everybody back?
I'm waiting. Aerostar's trying to connect.
Is everyone on?
Luminance?
I'm here.
Okay, I'm here. Tranquility. Okay.
Yeah, I'm back.
Everybody's back on.
Are you going? Are you down by the windmills? Because that area is.
We already passed that. Yeah.
You did. Because
yeah.
It that from that point south, cell service might drop.
Yeah, that's probably why.
What cell service do you have there, Tryland?
What's that?
What's your cell service?
I have Verizon.
Yeah. Well, I'm fixing to get that one.
Lightstar dropped off, too. I don't think she's driving with me.
I'm back.
Okay.
There you go. Hey, I understand her point, and I'll share with you just briefly, if everybody can indulge me. There's some of us that lived through the 70s and 80s in this church where the ministers were revered as more than just what their ministries were. And to have that... to have the reverement or whatever the reverence, there you go. So not just that they were good guys, but they were held up as more. So after they all retired, and including I have family members, that it's difficult to talk to them about this because it is so foreign to what we were taught for so many years. I've talked with Trylin many times about how we used to make fun of people that did this. And here we are. This is now God's will. So I understand the fear of going against what, and I'm going to put my fingers in the air, an apostle told us to do. But there were many hundreds of things that we were told to do during the 70s and 80s that had no bearing on our faith. It had to do with man's will. It had to do with what they thought. So, you know, we don't alter from what we know to be true. Even the newest members of this team have had experiences that cannot be explained. that cannot just be go just be passed off as well as a, you know, it was a weird experience, and I don't believe what happened. I mean, we've all had true, real experiences to where if anybody came to any one of us, we could honestly stand up and say, I believe 100% that I'm doing God's will. And that's all I'm going to say. So, thank you.
So, and if I could just make a comment. So, I will continue to not tell people who Triland is.
There you go.
I will continue to help souls and not tell them who I am. If the Holy Spirit doesn't tell me who to tell them, you know, it's this. So, in effect, we're going to do exactly what the apostle is asking us to do. So, when you look at it that way, what's the point? Nothing changes.
Correct.
Here's the funny thing. I've told a lot of my Catholic friends who I am. I've given them my name. I've given them the team's responsibility. And it's so weird that they're like, that is so cool.
Right.
And Triland,
we know when to tell.
Triland, you've mentioned that there will be many that leave.
Yes.
And as many as that they leave, there will be fourfold or however many fold. Three times.
Three times.
Okay. Yeah. So this isn't our first rodeo of struggling.
No, it's not.
It's not. You and I can have a conversation, and we kind of can laugh about how things are, how hard it is, how difficult it is. But it's going to get a lot more difficult. We're going to have battles to fight, decisions to make. This isn't just, well, okay, so the New Apostolic Church doesn't like us. No, this is eternity that we are fighting for. We are fighting spiritual warfare. So, for my personal experience, I can go into hell, and all of a sudden an apostle tells me, well, you can't do that. I'm going to go, okay, well, I won't do anything you tell me that goes against your beliefs. But I'm going to do what I need to do. Plain and simple. I faced Satan, his armies, and I've been to hell. So what else am I going to do? Really?
It sounds like a bumper sticker.
Yeah.
And that opportunity is available to all of you. Not just him.
No, you don't want to go there.
No, that's right.
I mean, I got thrown in jail. You know?
Does everybody feel better about this, or is there still questions? I still feel like some folks want to say something, but they're not going to.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to talk
Please
to
feel
the generals,
free.
And if you don't want to say it in the group and you want to call the generals or
that's fine.
Directly, I encourage you,
yep.
Because you've got to get it out of your system. I mean, like, we've had this information 24 hours longer. I got to tell you, I mean, it's been rough. Barely being able to concentrate on work. So if you want to talk or whatever, email, text, just, you know, and you don't feel like you want to do it in the group, that's fine.
If I could just throw this out there, you know, when it comes to what we do, and you know, I think, well, when I see the apostle next, what will happen?
Right.
Well, if he brings it up, then I remain in the truth. And I then, you know, help him to see You know, Apostle, you've made the comment to me that you don't know everything. And you know that our Heavenly Father is so much bigger than we can really imagine. And we know such a small part of everything that He is. What changed? Why are you now not open? So, I'm not planning it, but the point is, we are who we are. Don't back down.
Jesus had the Pharisees in His time. We have them in our time too. I don't want to say that that's the apostles, but I will say that it could be the men that are in offices of the apostles. And I will tell you this too, which I've never told anybody. When that shaking takes place and half the church leaves, there's going to be a separation in this church. And a bunch of these men who are apostles are going to go off and start their own church. This is the beginning of that shaking, and this is what Father said. Those that remain with the chief apostle, those are the ones who I will call home.
Mm-hmm.
This, yep. This feels like there's going to be a big twisting of hearts in the church leadership. And it also feels like the training gloves are coming off for us. And I've been getting that a lot lately over the last couple months from Father and Jesus, is that for a lot of us, training is over and it's time to start the real thing.
Is that Atmos?
It is.
Yes.
Okay. Brother, this is going to be a changing of the world, a twisting of the world.
I'm talking about this is the start of the twisting of the hearts for the church leadership. I understand there's a lot more to go. That's why I get the feeling that this is the beginning of the real thing for a lot of us who've been on the team for a while, because it's time to start fighting for real. The training's over. That's all I'm trying to say.
No, I get you. I hear you.
I gotta say one other thing too, is that I'm looking forward to it, and I'm not all at the same time. I mean, talk about twisting of our hearts as well. This is not going to be easy or fun.
I agree.
Well, we got each other.
Yes, we do.
That's it. You know, like yesterday, I had a very bad day, and I had a really good conversation with Trisus, and it gave me peace. And I would recommend for all of us to have conversations, to listen to each other in our struggles. You know, like when a guardian tells you of a struggle, and this is why I will follow my general brilliance to the gates of hell and back and forth and whenever. She listens to me, and she gives me counsel. She doesn't placate to me. She listens to me, and she tells me what I need to hear. Because Jerry Blazar is a very combative person. And I'm very rambunctious in the way I handle things in life. But my general leads me, and I follow her, and we are in a oneness. And there is not a week that goes by that her and I are not in communication. And it is a support. It is not only a support, but it is also a relief to Tryland, because he doesn't have to hear me all the time.
Amen, brother.
Which he would, by the way. Which he would, okay?
I would.
He would. But I have my general. I would recommend all of you go to your generals, because they are wise. They have been given the greatest gifts for us to use as guardians. Use them. Don't go to Trilin all the time. He's too busy. Okay? Go to your generals, because your generals are there, because the Holy Spirit is speaking to your generals every time we talk. And when I talk to General Trisus or General Brilliance, my soul is fed.
Thank you. And I will tell you, too, that both of them let me know when you contact them. If they feel that they need to share something with me, they do. But they do not always divulge everything that you talk to them about, and I am perfectly okay with that. I need you guys to lean on them. That's why Father gave them to me, and I'm giving them back to you. We're kind of over an hour now, but I don't want to cut anybody short. Does anybody have anything else they'd like to add?
Can I just add, and not changing the subject, I wanted to see, ask Tranquility quickly before the call, we end in prayer, how Tom's doing?
Thank you. Yes.
First of all, Tom did want me to say thank you on his behalf to all of you for helping out, because there were so many of you that were instrumental. He is feeling better spiritually and emotionally. He still has a significant amount of pain. And it was actually, it was just yesterday when I was able to, I took notes from the phone call that we had, and it was yesterday when I shared it with him. I had taken notes almost right away, but for some reason, I guess he was just not ready to hear it. And but yesterday he came down and he said, there's a few things that I don't understand. And so then I went through everything with him. And it, to me at first, I think he was a little bit taken aback. He didn't understand about the Tom and the un-Tom, and he was a little bit confused about that. But once I was able to explain it to him, he seemed more at peace. There were some things where Brilliance, like you were right on the mark, that he was overthinking it. And fortunately, my my son Thomas was here, and he said, no, Mom didn't say it this way, or Mom didn't say this. This is what she means when she said whatever. And then after, I almost felt that he did have a sense of peace. And we are looking forward to a little mini vacation July the 9th. We're following Father's orders, and we're looking forward to that. The other thing that he did say again yesterday was that the thing that bothered him the most, and he referred to it as a genocide. He was still very upset about the souls that were killed, and from Satan's army. And I said to him, "Well, there's two things. First of all," I said, if you saw another friend that was being tortured, and I said, and you were being tortured, or you saw someone that was doing harm to a friend of yours, would you just stand by and watch and not do anything? And he said, well, you know, that's different. And I said, no, not really. And then I did say to him again that ultimately, where those souls were destroyed, it was still up to Father to decide whether they would find grace and they would have the opportunity to come back. So somehow he was taking on that responsibility of all those souls being destroyed because of the way that he was. So I guess that was his biggest challenge. And I do think that, definitely it has helped. I just haven't seen him an awful lot. The other thing, I'm not sure if you all got the email, but a young deacon in from Kitchener, he's in critical condition. He fell six stories, and he has a lot of injuries. They're not really sure if he will make it or not. And we know that the deacon, and we know his parents very well. Actually, Tom was trying to get the deacon's father fell away from church, and Tom was making it his mission to be able to bring this brother back. And so I think he's had a little bit of a hiccup right now, However, I know that all of you will pray for the deacon, and I think maybe it will also, in the end, it'll help Tom. It just kind of took him back a little bit. But once again, on his behalf and our whole family, we thank you for all that you have done, for not giving up, and we're so very grateful. And if anything, that should prove all the good that you're all doing. And I still think about what Trilan said. You know, to think that there were people in different states that were seeing the same thing at the same time, and you were all so right on the mark. I mean, surely that has to come from good and not from evil. And so that's why I really think it's so important that we keep doing what we are doing. We have the right heart's attitude, and we certainly are not doing anything out of malice or even to gain recognition. That's not our aim. We all praise and glory and honor goes to our Heavenly Father. But I am very, very thankful and so appreciative, and I look forward to us working together in the future. You mean so much to me. All of you do. Thank you so much.
Tricoli, we love you. And every time you speak, your words have weight. And we thank you. And we love you and Tom. And we send you his peace. Our peace to him. Okay?
Thank you so much, Blazer. Thank you.
Amen.
Hey, Triland, would you... I'm not quite sure that everybody is aware and has been updated about Satan's army of souls. Maybe they have. Maybe you've done it individually, but we haven't really been on a conference call since then. Would you mind sharing?
About a month ago when Tom was getting attacked, it was the week before I sent in Aerostar and Atmos to help him. I bound all of Satan's army of souls, and I had them put back into their respective realms. And I told Satan, you no longer have access to them. And then for the last 2 years, anytime a Sarasota departed has taken place, I make it my point to bind all evil the entire time that all the realms are open so that he doesn't have the ability to roam freely through there anymore and recruit anybody. So you should never, ever, from this point forward, be attacked by any of those souls. And now they have one choice. That is to accept what they did in their life that they've been ignoring, that they need to ask Father to help them with, or they'll just stay where they are, and then Father will have them judged. They will be the first group that gets judged by Jesus on that day. And even Jesus said, I am not looking forward to judging those people either. I think that's food for thought for all of us. I am not judging the apostle in any way. I'm going to pray harder for him. I have been praying very hard for years that Father moves the hearts of the leaders because I knew this was going to happen. And so I pray that all of you have the understanding. Again, if you don't feel comfortable staying with me, I understand. I would ask that everybody send me a text or an email by the end of Sunday to let me know where you stand, if you're still with me or you are not. Either way, please send me an email or a text and let me know. Does anybody have anything else they'd like to add?
Can you hang on with me after?
Yes.
Okay.
And I'd like to pray with everybody, and then I've asked General Trisis to pray after me. So here we go. Kind Father, we pause for a moment and we start to weigh all the emotions that have filled our hearts through this conversation. The one thing that is constant is that we would never want to go against anything you've asked us to do. We would never want to break your heart. But again, too, Father, we never want to go against one of the apostles, because Jesus is the one who established them for our sake, and none of us can survive without them. It is in humble reverence and praise that we bow before you, Father, and we ask for your guidance in all these things, that you will give all of us the understanding that's needed for us to move forward as a team, and that, too, Father, you will open the hearts of those whom we come in contact with, that they will see us as you see us, that we are not a threat to them, that we are their guardians. We are here to protect them, to keep them safe, to battle and fight off evil. Because I will ask this question, who else is there to do this? You have given me this responsibility, and you have given this handful of souls to stand by my side and work with me, and they are very precious to me because they are a gift. I do not fault any of them for the thoughts that they've had, for the emotions they've been fighting with in this hour call. I pray that you will give them wisdom, that you will open their hearts, grant them the strength they need to move forward. And if they decide not to move forward, you will grant them a special blessing for all the service that they have rendered in the past, all the souls that they have helped, all the lives that they have changed, and how they've stood and served you. You will not forget that as we release them. But too, Father, see the future. We know that we have a hard road in front of us. None of us, when we accepted this, thought to ourselves, this is going to be easy. It's no big deal. We're not going to have any problems. We were completely aware of the fact that we will have a lot of controversy. This is the tip of the iceberg, because when this becomes public and the world finds out, what will hit us will be a millionfold of the emotions that we're feeling right now, where people will come up to us from the street and tell us we're full of crap, that we're liars, no such thing exists. We will have everything we need to withstand that, because you gave us your word, even in tonight's message. You will stand by our side, and you will provide everything we need to fulfill the tasks that you have assigned to us. And that brings a peace to our heart. See the hearts that are gathered here with me, Father. I even bring the hearts of the last guardian, that they are amongst us as well, that you will give them the understanding to bend to your will, because we need that last person in place. We are intrigued as to who this person is. They sound like a tough character, and we're more than happy to have a tough character work with us, because we need people who are tough, who will stand up to Satan and his forces, but also will not bend to the will of this world. We bend to your will, Father. We will always serve and do what you ask. So if there is something I've forgotten, please cover it. We pray for this deacon who is holding on to his life. You are the one who decides whether you will take him or if you will allow him to stay. You can work a miracle, Father, if you want to. You know the hearts of the parents and what they can bear. Give them strength to bear whatever your decision is and provide your blessing. See all the families who are connected here, all their cares and concerns, all the things that they are worried about, you will take care of. And now grant all of us your peace and your love. We look forward, Father, to being in your house on Sunday, and pray even now for a special word of strength. And Jesus, if you would please give us all extra strength in the communion too, because this has been a very tough thing for us to carry, and it will be a very tough thing for us to bear. But with the three of you, we can do anything. So thank you for all you've done for us. We look forward to the future and what it holds, because all of us want to just come home. That's what burns in our heart. According to your will, Father, I pray, and know how much we love you and appreciate you. Thank you. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Okay.
Trisus.
Yep. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Dear Father, we thank you. And that's what we've been saying for so many hours and so many minutes, for what you've given us, and the plead to give us strength and wisdom. Pentecost is this weekend. We celebrate it. The parallel between that and what we've gone through in this meeting and this weekend and our thoughts and ideas. We thank you. I don't know what else to add to the prayer. The trialing is put before you. I can picture all of us standing there in front of your throne, bowed down or on a knee, and we ask, Father, for wisdom and strength. That's all we can do. We are going to be who we are. We're going to do what you've asked us to do, and we won't waver. We don't want to waver. We want the work to start. We're asking, Father, for something we probably don't even know, and you're chuckling like, really? Do you really want this to start? So we ask for the strength to do that so that we can be who you want us to be the guardians, and that we don't disappoint you. If we have to take it on the chin or worse, then we ask for the strength to do that, Father, that we can be what you need us to be now and in the future. And we ask this all in thy son's name, Jesus. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you.
Thank you, John. And ding, ding.
Thanks, everyone.